on January 10th. And that'll be coming on, you can see that on, catch that on CITR 101.9 FM starting at 6 p.m. on January 10th with women's basketball and 8 p.m. for men's basketball. And we'll have a quick PSA break and we'll get the other show for you coming on right now.
The Urban Renewal Project is 1 year strong. Come join us for our anniversary party on December 17th at the Cobalt. Showcasing Canadian hip-hop, R&B artists JC Subliminal, Family Compact, Black Ace, Baby C, B Diamond, and Don Castro. The concert will be broadcasted live from 10 p.m. till midnight on 101.9 FM. On December 17th, experience the best of Canadian hip-hop at the Cobalt. For more information, check out Facebook, The Urb. See you there!
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Y'en a d'autres qui sont Crisso. Pour ceux qui connaissent, on est slick comme les Crisco. Y'en a qui connaissent, y'en a d'autres qui sont Crisso. Pour ceux qui connaissent, on est slick comme les Crisco. Miraculeux comme qu'on a changé pour les restants. Tu me connais, prends les restants. De ceux qui restent, des restants. Des mystères dans ton univers sont call Freemason. J'ai vu des photographes, des pyramides qui craignent. J'pense que c'est des cover-up, cachés par des cover-up. Des mots que tu connais, symbolisent avec des crises. Blow-up, avoir des étoiles. Y'a des histoires dans l'étoile. Comme Da Vinci qui perdit sa face, la Mona Lisa. Tu cherches la coupe de sang grêle, j'veux la Stanley. Conduis dans une Bentley car.
Hello everyone, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Two Full, and I'm Sandy, and today we have three happy guests over here. We're all ready to start sharing.
Can you hear me?
I think I can, but I don't know
about I'm hearing myself, but hi, this is Michelle again.
I can hear you, Michelle. Hi, this is Maggie.
But can you hear us all, Maggie?
No.
Yes.
And we have a special guest, Derek, coming. Say hi to everyone.
Hi, ni hao.
Yeah, so it's interesting how Michelle and Derek met, and then Michelle was suggesting me, like, oh yeah, I have a TA, and then he actually was on exchange to Taiwan for a year, and then we were like, yeah, it'll be interesting to get him over and share some experience that he had, because both Michelle and I are from Taiwan, and you know. We're biased. Maybe
we
Derek,
are very biased.
Derek can give us a more unbiased point of view, but 所以呢，现在你们在收听的是 Two Four， 然后我是 Sandy。那么今天我们有三个非常英俊还有美丽的
姐姐，很温柔大方可爱亲切。
对，今天其实我主持带着淡淡的忧伤，因为我知道下星期就刚好我要 final， 所以就反正。暂停一周，但是下星期开始，Michelle 就要回去了，所以我现在就觉得，哎、
oh no,
好难过。
对啊，快帮你介绍新朋友过来，
顶替嘛！我不在的这段时间，你要好好照顾自己哦。 所以新朋友来当然是第一件事就是让他们自我介绍一下，所以就是我想要请Derek好好介绍一下自己，说生平一类的。So Derek, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
Okay, so I graduated from computer science at University of Manitoba. Then I went to Taiwan for 1 year to study Chinese. I went there because I was thinking of doing grad school there, but in the end, I decided to come here to UBC. And yeah, I had a really great experience in Taiwan.
Which school did you go to?
I went to Danjiang Dashui Chengren Jiaoyu Bu.
Chengren Jiaoyu Bu?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So cool.
So pro, first time hearing him say Chinese.
Maggie, you should try more.
Maggie, go.
But
yeah, that was really cool. So when I heard about it, like, oh, you should really come to our show. But yeah.
So yeah, so he's a TA for one of our course here. What?
No, sorry, I got the course number wrong. Oh my god, forgive
430.
Me.
430.
Yeah.
I got the course number
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah.
You haven't had finals yet.
I haven't.
You should still have some respect for the course.
And I'm marking your finals.
Oh god.
He's like, Derek's like, cheers.
You better not say something bad about me today.
The course is awesome. I love the prof and the TAs.
Yes, especially the TA.
I know, right? The TAs are the best. So
we have prepared a few festival-related stuff. I'm not sure if we should start from there because I'm more interested in knowing a little bit more about Derek's experience and what he saw and what he felt and why he go to Taiwan, right?
Yeah.
So why?
Okay.
I thought you could briefly talk about it. Should we translate those first?
Or? Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Sweet, Derek. Derek, do you have a Chinese name?
Derek.
So
Derek is 那个一个木在一个口的那个科吗？
我不知道哪一个科。
So who gave you the name?
我的学校左边有一个。 樹,右邊有一個殼
Yeah,
對對對對對
And then 德是德國的德 And 理是理想的理
So pro
中文都太厲害了你也可以叫我德瑞克那你比較喜歡哪一個我比較喜歡德里德語所以不能叫你 科德里,要叫你德里。啊,对对。没有,你知道,因为在台湾, I will say something in Chinese, 因为在台湾, 当你叫一个人, 你省略他的那个姓的时候, 就表示你跟他已经很亲近了。然后有时候, 因为在台湾呢, 就是像在学校的时候, 男生跟女生直接, 就是会比较有距离。哦,对。所以, 就是,
我们叫男生名字的时候都会是三个字一起叫，如果哪一天突然叫他两个字的话，人家就会就，there's something going on between the two，被叫的人也会觉得，对，怎么样来，怎么会这么容易，对，但是，对，所以，对，而且或者是，其实后来，我不知道为什么，到后来我们叫别人昵称更多，比起叫真名，
而且昵称都很难听。
对，通常都越难听的越亲切。And there are a lot of horrible nicknames.
Oh, really? What's your nicknames?
Yeah, what's your nickname?
Oh, we're just princesses.
Yeah, unicorn and rainbow.
Yeah, your nickname is so bad.
Angel.
Okay, let me think. My sister used to call me 垃圾桶.
Why?
Because my name is 同云. So then, I don't know why, but 同同同同同. And then they think that I'm like extra person in the family, and then you know I'm spoiled by my parents. So like, you're the garbage can.
Yeah, well, I think no, mine is actually not that bad because I have a really.
Come on, think of a bad one.
No, yeah, because my last name is really rare, so they're just like, 对,
豆豆，老豆，阿豆，不是那个豆豆。
No, just random 豆豆.
Just peas.
Yeah, just peas. But yeah, I have a friend who like you just make fun of each other's name, and then the more fun you make,
the closer you are.
Sort of. Yeah, it's really bad. But yeah,
Maggie, do you have a nickname?
Nickname?
It's like somewhat
embarrassing.
I can't think of any right now.
Oh wow,
yeah. So perfect. I'll think of some.
Okay.
I think I amuse myself every single time. And then when I'm listening and I'm hearing it, how do you say it? Like,
when you're hearing it
yourself, and then later on, you're like, nobody really understands why I laugh so hard.
You just kind of have to be
Derek,
here.
Do you have a nickname?
Actually, I don't.
Really?
Yeah, but I have a new nickname for Michelle.
Eh?
Chou Doufu.
Why?
That's really...
Because you said your last name's Dou?
Yeah.
And he thinks you smell me.
No, no.
Oh,
yeah!
Maggie, no. Can you...
Actually, I really like Chou Doufu, so...
I like that too. But
so you've been calling Derek Chou Doufu.
I should think of something for him as well. No. Oh, hmm.
Oh, you thought of something for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chou Doufu.
I guess you could take the other version of my name, De Rui Ke, and you can say Shi Rui Ke.
But Shi Rui Ke is not bad.
How's that bad, Derek?
That's true.
I think that's right. Oh, okay, never mind.
I don't know enough Chinese to know, like, what, how do you make a bad nickname?
Oh, okay, so. give me some time. Okay. Maybe by the end of this show,
think of something. We will think of something for you. But yeah, right, that was in the middle of translation.
So we just... we went
off. We haven't even introduced ourselves.
But he just is in...
在 Manitoba 是什么
Manitoba
不对吧
Is that even right?
就是在加拿大比较内陆的一个地方出生长大然后呢读完大学以后然后决定
资讯工程
For some reason you wanted to learn
资讯工程的资讯工程毕业对然后到了台湾去学中文
去那个淡江大学的成人教育部，
好厉害！
对啊，然后学了一年中文就变超强了。
对啊，
我现在学德文学了大半学期，然后现在昨天考试的时候还是哭哭。
我也哭哭。我弟今天早上问我说 ，How do you say this is too hard in German? And I paused. I'm like, it is.
I think ish vice nish is I don't know.So maybe you can just reply that.
Oh yeah, I should just reply that for everything. And he will think I'm saying something
wrong. Maybe just say that swear word that everybody knows.
Anyways.
Yeah. Oh.
So let's go back to our topic. So, right. So what else do you want to ask?
Oh yeah, why did you want to learn Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's more that I wanted to go to Taiwan. The reason is because the first time I went there previously, before the last time,for a robotics competition, and yeah, I really like the food and everything there, and a good friend of mine is a professor, and he asked me to come do graduate studies with him. So in order to do that, I had to learn Chinese first to study at the school, so that's why I decided to go in the end.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, but it's so hot there.
我到的时候真的很热。过不了两天我就要回国。
你是几月几号到的？
It was August, so 八月二十。
God, that was really
二十几号。
二十几号。
超热的那时候。但你有吃芒果冰吗？
哦，我吃了芒果冰。
然后你有喝
酸梅汁
珍珠奶茶？
珍珠奶茶，
多珍珠奶茶，
很多珍珠奶茶。
我刚
难怪我回去的时候常常觉得缺货，因为 Derek 喝掉，
被喝光了。
Derek drank them all。还有那个木瓜牛奶
啊？什么
？Papaya milk tea？
Oh no, I never tried that.
Another reason to go back to China.
And watermelon juice. Yeah. Watermelon juice, maybe.
Oh, 西瓜汁。
对。
No.
你有吃西瓜吗？
没有吃，没有。
为什么西瓜好好吃？
怎么可能？It's like a beach volleyball size or beach ball size, right?
Yeah, and then it's quite nice in Taiwan during the summertime.
Huh.
So what else did you have?
臭豆腐。
火锅。
火锅，
我们夏天
都
吃火锅。
哦，
鼻喊吗
？That's why you fell too high. You wanted to eat.
It's all your fault.
Actually, I remember I went to a restaurant and I wanted hot pot, and I didn't know how to say it in Chinese then. So I tried to translate it directly from English.
Yeah.
So I asked for a 热锅子, and then they just looked at me really strange.
Was there any other embarrassing moment where accidentally walk into the female washroom?
No. No, not that bad. But you know how
someone did that here in Sub. There was once I walking the South girls' washroom and I saw a guy peeing there.
What? How?
I know, right? How?
Probably peeing in the regular
one.
No,
he was in the
stall. No, you walked into
the stall. The door was open in the stall. He was just peeing there. I was like, wait, did I walk in the wrong bathroom? And then I look outside. It was the girls' washroom. I look at the other people waiting outside, and they were like, yeah, he walked in the wrong one.
Was he drunk?
I have no idea. Maybe it was Friday night. Oh, yeah, possibly.
So you're sure it's not?
Anyways, yeah, not back to you.
Yeah, back to Derek. Interesting stuff.
Okay.
Embarrassing stuff.
Oh, yeah, embarrassing. Why are we sharing all?
You know,
you have to be embarrassing.
You know when you walk into a store and then the store clerk always says, "Huan ying guang ling."
Yeah.
So,
Huan ying guang ling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the voice you did better. I use.
So to a native English ears, it really sounds like good morning, especially when you haven't learned Chinese yet. Okay. So whenever I go into a store, I thought they were always saying good morning to me in like broken English. Uh-huh. So I would always reply, "Good morning." And then, because I thought they were just trying to practice English, and then... and then people started saying it to me in the evening, and I was really confused. And then I found out that I was just totally wrong.
How did you find out? You should ask other friends. Like,
yeah, I just asked my friend.
Oh, okay. 所以 Derek 他发生过蛮多就是蛮搞笑的事情，像说有一次他进火锅店，然后想要吃热火锅，不知道为什么夏天他要吃热火锅，他现在还是觉得很不解。但是
那顺便再继续表达一下，
I'm still saying like I don't know why you want to have fun in the summertime. 因为他说他八月多的时候到了台湾，然后结果两天以后就想回家，因为实在是太热了。然后呢，他点那个热火锅，但是他不知道怎么讲火锅，他就说我要点热锅子。然后还有一次，还有一次干嘛了？
还有一次哦，对，还有他走进便利商店的时候，常常听人家说，因为台湾你进去的时候就会讲。
欢迎光临。
然后对他们讲英文的人来说，听起来就像是 good morning， 就像早安一样，就是英文早安。然后结果他是到了一段时间之后，就觉得哎奇怪，怎么下午他们也在跟我说？
没有，重点是 Jerry 他会回他们说 good morning。
哦，对，
因为他想说这些人应该只是想要练一下英文，然后但是英文讲的不太好，所以就会回他们。
好尴尬，我现在想想有那种好尴尬。哎呦，对啊。
And nobody look at you weird.
Yeah, they did look at me weird.
Everyone did.
Poor thing. 所以就对啊，所以他就到后来才发现人家是在讲欢迎光临，欢迎光临 ，Good morning, Good morning.
So did you mainly just stay in Taipei, or you actually travel around the island?
I mostly stayed in Taipei. There's lots to see around Taipei, so I went to a lot of places like Gugong, Maokong,
缆车
cool,
40分钟 right?
It
took 40 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then there's that restaurant at the top with the free range chicken. So good.
I think I had something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've also, the first time I went to Taiwan, I went to Kaohsiung. Mm-hmm. And I've also been to Yilan.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Actually, it's kind of weird, but I was in a commercial in Yilan. Oh! I don't know how that happened.
Can we find that on YouTube?
You can, but I don't want to show you because I'm going to be embarrassed of it.
Commercial on what?
We all in life have embarrassing moments.
I know, right? We just talk
we
about...
We have to share about that to, you know, make each other live longer.
Yeah. Laughing every day.
Ancient Chinese proverb.
So what was the advertisement about?
Oh, it was just some advertisement for this, like, computerized BB gun that they're trying to sell in America, so they wanted a white person to be in it.
Or you just travel around and it's like, yo, white guy, come over.
Pretty much, yeah.
Really? What? What?
Did they pay you?
They did, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Well, that's
okay,
good.
That's not too bad then. It's not like volunteer and then getting...
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that's fun. Did you end up getting a free BB gun?
No, I didn't.
Aww.
You should have asked for it.
Yeah, you should have asked. Only if you asked. 所以有他去了高雄，你是搭高铁吗？
The fast train?
Yeah,
I went on that.
Only took you like 2.5 hours or so?
Something like that. Yeah, I can't really remember.
Yeah.
And Yilan. 然后在Yilan还莫名其妙被人家抓去拍广告。
对啊。 然后卖 BB、
哦、
要卖给美国人
BB
枪。
BB 枪，对。
Is that for kids or just
no, it was sort of like it's a USB BB gun. You connect it and then you aim using your computer screen. It shows like there's a video camera and then you shoot. Yeah, I don't really know the point of it, but
that sounds really cool.
Did you have to act like you were learning when you're in the advertisement, or you actually got to act cool and know how to play?
Actually, my role, I got to act pretty cool. Like what they're doing, they're trying to set up a scene where there's like a 15-year-old kid, and I was the 15-year-old kid.
Oh,
and then his grandpa. And then,
yeah, he looked young, by the way.
Oh, yeah,
15 years old. Nice.
Okay, yeah, I think.
But like we were role playing, and I dressed up as a man in black, so I got a suit and I got some sunglasses, which is pretty cool. And then there's the other guy who was playing my grandpa. This guy was French. He was from France.
How did they all of a sudden just find so many people?
They randomly walk
places
on the street and just like, oh, white guy, French guy.
Still, it's not too easy to find a lot of white people around.
I think in Taipei
around. Yeah, but only
yeah.
in Taipei,
yeah.
probably.
I think it was just connections, like they know someone who knows a white person, and then,
So you didn't contribute.
What's that?
You didn't contribute to adding another white person into the commercial.
Oh, yeah.
You just, like, pull all your friends in.
Okay, so you were the 15-year-old person, and then?
Yeah, and then this other guy was playing as my grandpa, and then we're like apparently we're playing like cowboys and aliens where we're shooting little things, and then I'm using like real BB guns, and then I'm constantly missing, and he's using this computerized one, and he's laughing at me because he's doing much better than me.
Oh, so you're the dumb one.
Yeah.
Commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why you didn't want to show us? Otherwise, if you were the grandpa, you would show us.
No. It's just that I'm a really bad actor.
Did you have to speak Chinese or something?
Nope.
Because this is selling to the U.S.
Yeah,
oh, true. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And you don't have to speak in English either, right? Because
no.
That French guy would be like,
yeah,
say
exactly.
It in French. Like, Grandpa, stop saying in French to me. Michelle.
Huh?
Or Maggie.
No.
Translate.
Oh, right. So 刚刚讲到他在宜兰被抓去拍广告嘛，然后就大概讲了一下他的拍广告里面内容是什么。结果就是像他们在卖那种可以瞄准电脑那种 BB 枪，然后他们就莫名其妙啊，然后是因为那个 BB 枪是要卖到美国去的产品，所以他们就很奇妙在台湾找在台湾的白人，然后就抓到他了。然后他在里面扮演的角色是一个大概15岁的年轻小朋友。然后拿玩 BB 枪跟他爷爷或者外公
法国来的爷爷，
对，从法国来的，对，更莫名是那个爷爷是一个从法国来的人，所以他们就这样子很欢乐的用 BB 枪互相打对方。然后 Derek 的角色就是啊，我一直打不到，然后那个用 computerized BB 枪的人就哇哈哈哈，我就很 pro。
So if given a chance, will you go back to Taiwan again?
Absolutely.
And you will live there?
I would strongly consider it, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Maybe in the wintertime, yeah.
One thing I really love about Taiwan is just the beautiful scenery you can see.
Yeah.
Like even from my apartment, I was living near Danshui.
Yeah.
And you could see the Danshui River flowing into the ocean at the sunset, and it was just so beautiful.
And then after seeing that, you can just walk down to the night market and grab some food.
Exactly.
Yeah. We would live there, too. We're convinced. So if you were to give like an overall impression in it,you know, for you to introduce Taiwan to your Caucasian friends, what would you say?
Well, I'd just say it's a very exciting place. There's lots of interesting opportunities there. If you ever want to go study there, there's lots of great scholarships that the government gives.
To you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. To him only.
To people from foreign countries.
So he got the bubble tea, and he got the scholarship. So he's drinking on the pile of scholarships.
To be honest, I spent all the scholarship money on bubble tea.
No one.
I was kind of depressed when I came back here because bubble tea is so expensive. It's like
$5.
Yeah.
It tastes different. Can you tell the difference?
Yeah, definitely.
Like the bubble is not.
The bubble is not bubble.
Yeah, and they have so many interesting textures of bubbles back there. Like they have small ones, big ones.
Yeah, different colors.
Yeah.
珍珠跟波霸
So your favorite is probably 珍珠奶茶.
Definitely.
Salty press. I want a 珍珠奶茶as well.
Oh, so are you?
No problem.
Okay, no, I just, so...德里他刚刚就大概讲了一下对台湾的那个印象，就是说整个整体印象都非常的好，当然啦，然后印象最深刻的食物是珍珠奶茶， 我不知道，我现在脑袋里都珍珠奶茶，也讲不出什么。然后他说啊，他还说那个淡水景观在他印象中也是非常的美丽，就是每天日落的时候就可以看到，怎么说呢？
日落的，
对，日落的淡
水
的洛阳，对。
然后之后还可以下去吃个，
再去喝杯bubble tea， 然后就是人生充满了bubble tea的幸福时光。
哦，
对，
哎，太难过了，放广告，
好啦。
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings.Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
That ship out there will be smashed to bits. Use your emergency equipment.
It won't work. Nothing works. It's got to. It's no use. Everything seems to be stuck.
My life's worth a try anyway. Come on, fellas. You can make it.
Just listen to this. Spider-Man saves freighter. You can't tell me the captain couldn't have brought his ship in without the help of that publicity-seeking show-off, Spider-Man!
Don't get caught wasting power. Unplug cell phone, camera, and other battery chargers when charging is complete. Many electronic devices continue to use power even when you are not operating them. The amount of energy consumed by electronics in a year when they were not in use could power Whistler Blackcomb Resorts for 43 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
So the song that we just played is called How Many Times, and it's by This Side of Town. Should we go on and start talking about Chinese New Year?
Sure.
Are you guys happy about talking about Chinese New Year and
yeah.
stuff? I know that both Michelle and Maggie have a lot to say. So why don't we start off with Maggie talking about your experience and how you think and everything.
Sure. Well, for my childhood, when I was in Hong Kong, I mostly spent Chinese New Year in Hong Kong. And there, we mostly just have big family gatherings every year, probably around 30 to 40 people with all the cousins and uncle and aunt. It's one of like the best holiday. I love it. And then afterwards, we'll mostly go to my grandma's house. We'll go to my grandma's house for snacks and also all the Asian whatever food it is. Tanguohe, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
all the traditional food. And it will mostly be like a meal that my grandma makes for dinner too. Yeah, and
so
of course, red pockets.
Had to make all the food for everyone.
But my aunt helped her too. But then, for some of the traditional Asian food, only she knows how to make. So that's why she's like the main cooker of
the day. She has the recipe.
Yes,
the secret recipe
that we don't know. Yeah.
And then, as for the Chinese New Year you spent here?
Well, for here, in these few years, I've only lived with my brother, and we don't usually do anything on Chinese New Year. We'd usually go to malls and stuff. There would be a lot of Chinese traditions, but then I feel like the atmosphere here for Chinese New Year, it's way different than from Hong Kong, of course. Yeah,
different.
Like on the streets on Chinese New Year day, or even like the night before, it's
like
all quiet.
Day,
yeah, it seems like a normal day. No one's doing anything special.
Mm-hmm.
But then once you go into those Asian malls, such as like Parker Place or Aberdeen, you see all the Chinese decorations. Everything is red and gold,
but
and
still,
all the performance.
It still feels kind of different. Right?
Yeah. Totally different. It's like all the Chinese New Year is like cut down already.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm so lonely.
yeah, that's why I really wanted to go back when a Chinese New Year.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Experience
Same.
Everything. Like, I think there's also like fireworks on Chinese New Year too. Like 10-15 minutes fireworks show on the water. That's like the best one ever.
And then there are special TV programs.
Oh yeah, TV programs and also like concert/performances for Chinese New Year.
Uh-huh.
I would watch that too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my one way of getting closer to the Chinese New Year culture.
Oh, did you make it the Chun one?
Sorry?
Oh,
yeah, I watched those too.
That?
There's a lot of ones. Well, I watched the Chinese, the Hong Kong show.
So what's the Hong Kong one called?
I forgot what it's called. It's usually TVB ones. TVB, yeah.
Okay. And then Michelle? Do you want to try and
translate it? Try your Mendo.
You can do it.
我小时候在香港的时候，那平常我们都有一个很大的 family， 很大的
家庭
聚会，那大概有30到40，40个人，通常都是就是我们的亲戚啊，还有 cousins， 那我们。吃完饭之后，我们会去我奶奶的家，那她会煮一些traditional
传统的
传统的 中国食物。那还有之后我们在新年的时候，我们通常都会穿一些红色的衣服，那是代表幸运啊或者好运过来的。
就是 good start of the year.
Good start, yeah, good fortune, good start of the year.
一元复始，万象更新。
哎呦，
乱讲。
All the Chinese saying, yeah. And also there's some like special Chinese food that represents some meaning. For example, like on Chinese New Year, you have to eat like fish, like 年年有余, 还有 other ones. Yeah, 发财, yeah. All the traditional Chinese food.
Huh. Do you guys receive 红包?
Yeah, 红包, red pockets for sure. That's when the elders give the younger red pockets. It's for luck.
And of course, there's money in there.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, that's the most important part.
Like, good luck, not just your luck.
Yours is without money.
Have you received any money, Derek? For, like, red pockets?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Oh, yeah. You were there for Chinese New Year, right?
Yeah, I was tutoring this family's little kids in English, and they gave me hongbao for Chinese New Year. So that was very nice.
Is that the first time?
Did you know about 红包?
I did actually.
What is this?
A few years
this?
Ago, I had a girlfriend. Her family's Chinese, so they gave me 红包 on Chinese New Year. I'm very familiar with 红包.
Don't you miss that festival now?
You're good with the receiving side.
Well, yeah, I heard that. Like, as soon as you, in your age, and actually, Sandy, because you have a niece. You will soon be giving out.
Yeah, I will. I did last year.
Oh, did you?
My family, we all did.
The older we get, the more we are going to give instead of receive. But
it's always good to be the on the giving side, because you know that you have the ability to give, right?
I still like receiving more, but...
Well, I think everyone likes receiving money.
Like, giving money to your niece and then asking for money from your parents. So on your side, it was like equilibrium.
It's even.
You receive and you niece. How about Michelle? Well, how was your typical New Year? Like?
It's similar to what Maggie said. We also have a big family gathering. About 20, 30 people, yeah. And then my mom, my aunt, and my grandma were just all gathering in the kitchen and make all kinds of food. Another thing, so it's very similar, but another thing that I wanted to say is that we have... Actually, translating this might sound really wrong, but it's just we have some small gambling.
Gambling.
It's called 洗巴拉. And you just, you have three dice and you have a ball in the middle and just kind of roll the dice.
And then there's like a long paper where you write 1 to 6, no?
Oh, we don't have that. We just roll the dice. And I don't know, it's kind of like a red pocket bonus in which according to the dice number, you get money according to it, like so one dot is $10 Taiwanese, and the maximum you can get for each round is 6, and 6 that's $60, so something like that. We will be playing that until the money were spent, the bonus money were usually supplied by my grandpa.
Will you lose it all?
No,
or you're usually the winner.
Oh, well, because there's no losing for this game. That's the beauty of it. It's just how
what
much
you earn.
What if
you take the money from your grandfather and then just don't play, don't gamble at all?
No, you can. You have to play
the
game.
To.
You have to play the game. Yeah, to earn those pile of money, like, it depends on your luck. So that pile is sharing between, like, the 10, 11 kids over there. And yeah, it just depends on your luck. You could get a lot or you could just get a little. But oh well, it's good. Any money is good. But yeah, so you 刚刚讲的诶对啊刚 Maggie 讲的中文很好给他拍拍手然后对然后我对新年印象差不多也是这样吧，就是很多食物，然后很热闹，然后就是妈妈跟叫什么伯母跟奶奶都会在厨房里忙着做很多东西给我们吃来喂食，真的很辛苦。其实觉得春节回去他们就是一直都待在厨房里，最辛苦的就是他们
妈妈们。
对，
谢谢妈妈们。
对，连我们家虾饼都自己炸的，我现在想到，对，那种就真的很厉害啊，就会变出一大袋。
怎么办？我觉得上一代比我们强好多，
我也觉得
好多。
哦天啊，好多东西。
I think the previous generation is far more talented than
yeah
yeah
what we have right now.
I know, right? Like, I have trouble cooking a meal. 所以然后我跟 Maggie 唯一我想要补充是我们家有时候会玩那个喜巴辣，然后好像听说 Sandy
好像叫做喜巴辣，喜巴辣，对。
Is that like a Taiwanese traditional game or something? Because I've never heard of it.
I don't think it's Taiwanese, so because my grandparents are not Taiwanese. I have no idea, but yeah,
it's Taiwanese.
Okay, maybe it has a different name, but we just call it that. Or maybe just, oh well, my memory fooling me. But anyways, yeah. So we, so we刚刚讲到喜巴拉，就是我们中间会放个碗。 然后就是爷爷会给我们大概500到1000不等的钱，让我们这群小鬼头把它分完这样。然后你就是分的那一些那个数量是，看你骰子骰到的点数多少。假如你骰骰骰骰到一二三，然后你就拿一点的话，就拿10块。哎，你说123哦？对。
你说腰哦？我其实会说123的，但是不知道为什么，我觉得玩骰子比较顺的是说腰。是哦。然后。
所以我才说我不肯定这是不是台湾的游戏 ，anyway
是吧？我是，可是对腰，但是那个是就是比较
，anyways， 然后我刚刚说什么？反正就是，然后最大的就是骰6点这样之类。然后刚还有讲到什么呢？春节，我一下子就 off track，
She's so excited.
I know. I won't be back. 还有放鞭炮。
啊，冲天炮，冲天炮，或者是那种炮仗，对，然后或者那种大串的红色鞭炮，现在已经很少看到，但还是会有。红色的面包，红色的鞭炮，炸面包，不是面包。Are you too hungry, Sandy?
So the bread, the
firework,
the keyword ball. Let's talk about bread. But yeah, well, anything that you want to add, Sandy?
Maybe we can talk. Just very briefly,
what Chinese New Year is and why we try to celebrate
that? I think from what I heard when I was in kindergarten or elementary school is that there, long, long time ago, there's a big, big monster who will come to the village and eat people up. And then people are really scared until they found out a way to scare the monster off. By having
the red post,
gate post, those like red
posts,
or firecrackers,
yeah,
which the sound will scare the monster away, and also
making dumplings. There's also one version that I heard that when you make dumplings, the sound of chopping the board will also scare the monster off.
So what if you're making something else where you're chopping the board?
I guess that will look weird.
Cutting up meat, randomly chopping.
The person who said that must love dumplings.
Right? Maybe.
How to make dumplings.
Yeah. But it's so funny though. Funny that we usually have dumplings during Chinese New Year anyways. I don't know why. But and we make dumplings ourselves together as well. Just our family, we were just gathering on the table and
making dumplings. Tang yuan is the red and white. It's usually like a ball, and then you put it into a sweet sugar.
Is it like a whiter soup and then there's some little balls inside?
Yeah. Did you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Kind of. Well, now that I think of it, it's like, oh, it's the same shape as bubble tea. It's different color.
Which is probably why I like it.
Okay.
I think tang yuan means tuan yuan. I think that's why.
Oh, yeah. That's why we eat it for Chinese. My friend used to call me tang yuan, too. One of them. Because it's tong yuan and tang yuan. And then from tang yuan, I was like, okay. I'm tang yuan.
At least you're tasty.
Okay. 对，这就是过年的由来。对，过年由来，如果讲中文的朋友应该都知道吧，就是春节的由来，对啊。会不会有人 call in 说其实事情不是这样的？因为我听到的并不是。那就请您来参加我们下一集的节目，让我们解释。找警惕的人，对啊，因为怕Sandy太孤单，等下这个秀就没有了。那我在美国的时候会很寂寞的。哎，你确定要去美国了吗？应该吧。
就是90%的几率会往美国走了，但就不让你走了。进一下广告好了。Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Natasha Raya, I'm a robot now. I am playing with my breast to gain nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
So, Maggie, tell us the difference.
Alright, so for Chinese New Year, there's also another festival that you will see is the Lion Dance or also the Dragon Dance. So, I'm wondering if you guys know the difference between lion dance and dragon dance.
I thought they were the same thing.
Really? Yeah, I've noticed that too. So I'll just briefly explain it. So for lion dance, there's two people and the head looks like a lion, of course. And for dragon dance, there's usually about 14 to 15 people and it's way longer. And it looks like a dragon with a dragon head, of course.
Yeah, but Derek was saying that our lion looked like dragon.
Well, because when I hear dragon, I think of, you know, the Western dragon, not the Chinese dragon.
the Western dragon.
But then we have a different picture of what a dragon looks like.
But the dragon, the ones in Disney, then, like the purple giant dragon with little wing.
So when I see like the dragon heads in those dances, I think that kind of looks like a lion.
Oh, maybe that's why. But the other difference you can tell is how long it is. Because a lion is only two people, and for a dragon, it's 14 to 15 people.
Yeah,
But like, you can also see those performances in Vancouver and also Canada, too, during Chinese New Year.
Maggie usually performs.
Yes. So, like, for my martial arts, we during Chinese New Year, we usually have around, like, 20 to 30 performances.
Yeah.
Around like in malls, Granville Island.
Are you dragon or are you lion?
I'm actually there's also cymbal. I don't know if you guys know what cymbal is. Like the cymbal and the drums. Mm-hmm. I'm actually part of those drum team.
So you're not in there running around.
Well, like one interesting fact that you guys might be interested in, because
so interesting.
It's like, do you know can you guess how heavy the lion head is?
I thought it should be...
Like 5 kg?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's actually...
Wow, I was thinking less.
No, it's actually 10 pounds, which is cool. Wow. 10 pounds. Yeah, so like, in order to train a person, in order to perform well for mm-hmm. a lion dance, you need at least a year. A year for like two people to coordinate with each other. Yeah, and
is that
also
why you picked to play this?
No. Yeah, well, like first it's because it's too heavy, and then the other one is because for my martial arts club, my sifu is actually really traditional, so only guys can do lion dance in my martial arts club. Aww. Yeah, but it's okay. I don't have to train like my arms and my arm muscle. It's good. Mm. Yeah, and also like the point of doing a lion dance or a dragon dance is to bring like good fortune and good luck to the upcoming year for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of people would have a lion dance performance on Chinese New Year.
I just know that usually in front of them there's a person with a mask, and I don't know what he or she represent, but he's usually holding a fan and just like dancing around with like in really colorful.
Yeah, and then the lion or dragon would just follow that person, right?
I think Michelle and I are still like uncertain if we should say lion or dragon.
Yeah, it's lion dance. It's mostly lion dance, I think, what you guys saw.
Mm.
Yeah.
对，就是在舞龙舞狮的前面呢，
会有一个戴面具的彩色
的人。那个叫什么？那个有个名称。
斗狮人吗？
我忘了，但是就是他会戴一个面具，然后他脸都会涂很就是那个面具上面有很红的腮红，
对，然后很喜气的样子。可是问题是，
然后他就会在前面就是引着那个，
对，引着那个狮子或者是龙。
现在是狮子
吗？哎，对哈，我刚刚是讲是狮子，是不是
？I make you guys so paranoid now。
你不要讲错了。
对啊，因为我们就是舞龙舞狮嘛，然后 Maggie 在教我们说怎么判断它是舞龙还是舞狮。就舞龙的话只会有会有十几个人，但舞狮的话只会有两个人，就是前面那个人拿着狮头后面那个人是狮屁股。
对，
我以为你要说狮尾。狮尾不好吗？狮屁股。
It is like, and also like,
我觉得狮尾比较好，狮屁股 red ass.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I was like laughing, like, no.
Yeah, and also like some people, they like to like touch people's ass. or like
claiming that they're only touching a lion's ass, person's ass. Oh,
yeah, so like the people being the back person usually feel kind of awkward. And then what we would do is like sort of like kick the person a little bit. So that it, so that they would stop touching it, because you're not supposed to touch that person's butt.
Oh, I thought you were kicked the ass a little.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
Why would you do that when he's already suffering?
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah, because many people, when they see the lion, they would, like, get so excited, and they want to touch it, and, like, do whatever, right? And
so then, if it's a little kid touching, it's fine.
Yeah, and we, sometimes we also play with the little kids, too. So, like, for example, you take the lion head and just, like, open your mouth, or, like, you can also, like, wink at the person. Yeah, there's like a string inside and you can pull on it.
Oh, so that wasn't my illusion. Like when I was young,
I
was definitely trying to find wink at me.
Yeah,
and then he said something.
No, I don't think so. But then,
yeah, the lion can wink at you. And also, I think it can move its ears too and its mouth to open and close.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
So, you know, have you ever seen Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah. Yes.
You know that scene where I think they're trying to sneak in and then they're... Is that a dragon that they're in, or is that a lion?
Okay.
And then they eat up all the guards.
I actually don't remember, but if it's long, then it must be a dragon.
Oh, okay, so the lion is always short.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, like, even in real life, a lion is shorter than a dragon. Yeah.
Well, think about real life, I've never seen a dragon, so I'm not sure if a dragon is, like, actually my finger size.
And a lion might not wink at you.
All right, guys.
So you all your experience was receiving red envelope.
Yep. Yeah, that's pretty much all I know.
I think that's probably the best part.
That's the main part of Chinese New Year. Good job.
You got
good
it.
Job. You participated well.
今天我们本来要再讲那个端午节跟中秋节，但显然已经来不及了。那我们就直接先跳到七夕情人节，因为这是我们Christmas，其实Christmas也算是西方的大节日。我本来想说这样这两个对比，不然我们讲那个Christmas，而且反正十二月嘛，现在快到了。Take
it off, Derek.
Christmas on you.
Okay. You just want to know what we do?
Yeah, like,
kind of.
What do you do?
Normally, what do you do on Christmas?
Okay, well, it's sort of been the same ever since I was a kid. Usually, we have, we wake up early in the morning, and then when I was young, me and my sister would always run to wake up my parents, because we want to open presents early. And then we usually have bacon and eggs for breakfast, then we open presents together under the tree, and then in the evening, we have a big turkey dinner with stuffing and mashed potatoes and meatballs, mm-hmm. and yeah.
But what do you guys do Christmas Eve?
Oh, usually watch Christmas movies.
Ah.
Like okay. A Christmas Story.
Oh,
yeah. No, so touching.
Yeah, even if it's the old one, you would still just watch it again, right? Or it was always the new ones?
Oh, movies. We always watch the classic ones.
Okay.
Yeah, those like are always the best.
Home Alone. Or
Home Alone. Yeah, or what's that one? Scrooge?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have Christmas cracker here?
Or is Christmas crackers?
Yeah, or is it a UK thing?
Like, we have a lot of Christmas bakery. I'm not sure.
No, the crackers are like, how do you describe it? It looks like a candy, but it's paper roll. So you each person could pull it on. Well, there are two. It's kind of like a two-person and two-people game. Like, you pull it on either side, and when you open it up, it will have a cracker sound, and then it will fall. A lot of little gifts and bad jokes will fall off.
Bad jokes.
They have really bad British jokes. When I was in the UK, and I went to the Christmas dinner over there, and they have Christmas cracker there, and then it's just that was something that I've never seen in North America, but.
中文叫做难道就圣诞鞭炮吗？就是有一个像长长的，但是是筒子的。对，他们会玩，就是你吃饭之前就两个人从两端那样拉开，它就爆开，然后里面就会有一些小玩具还有什么，然后还有很糟的那种英式笑话，就很难笑。那你就我现在也想不起来任何，但你就看着就OK，这应该我应该笑对不对？这种的感觉。
笑不出来，他们也笑不出来。对啊，那时候也啊，都jokes are bad。我其实其他们有一些笑话，我对啊，所以。No, like okay. So
they have a different.
Yeah, they have different sense of humor. Sort of not entirely bad, but it's just kind of hard.
So who usually decorate the house? Is it just your mom, or you all decorate together?
Usually, well, when we were young, I used to always help my mom decorate the Christmas tree.
How about now?
I get older, it's more just my mom and my sister now.
Aww. Yeah.
But you still go home every year for Christmas, right?
Well, I didn't go when I was in Taiwan, but this year I'm going back to Winnipeg for Christmas.
Okay, so that's going to be the first time you're back after your graduation.
Yep.
So are you all prepared?
I guess.
What is there to prepare anyways?
Oh, your list of
gifts. My stomach.
Oh, yeah, true. Are you going to bring gifts to your parents and your sister?
Yep.
I heard that they actually they will prepare gifts for everyone in the family or something like that.
Yeah, well, what do Chinese or Taiwanese people do anything?
Gift exchange?
Oh yeah, we have that, and Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Is Secret Santa just like...
I think Chinese. It's not Chinese only. Everyone does that.
Everyone in the UK, people do that as well. So, they did that, so I just...
Because, like, back in the days, I remember Christmas being, like, for those stores, being kind of like Valentine's Day.
Commercialized.
Because they were all promoted, like,
family loving.
Movie with your girlfriend or boyfriend. But, yeah, I think our family actually celebrated Christmas
from
a long time ago.
Yeah, oh wow. Our family doesn't really celebrate Christmas, but we just know it's there. Like my sister now, because she's more westernized, she does expect Santa to come to our house.
I just expect gifts.
that reminds me, when I was a kid, my parents used to want to convince us that Santa came. So yeah. When we woke up, there would be like mud tracks on the kitchen floor from the reindeer, and there would be half-eaten carrots and then half-eaten cookies and a glass of milk.
Yeah, like when I was in US, I have a cousin and she's about 6 or 7 years younger. So like me and my older cousin would try to make like tracks and like carrots and I remember we also put like carrots like outside the door, and so like we did everything just to trick her, and she actually believed it for like the first couple of years. It was really fun.
I was born too late because my parents were the secret Santa for my both my sisters. And then there were 1 year my older sister was really curious, and then she found out that they actually went on and buy gifts for them, and that's why my parents was like, okay, that's it. So I never had a secret Santa. Never really have to like hung up like a sock or anything.
Your sister.
I know, blame them.
I know. Oh,
那小时候我爸妈也常常会 就是开什么 Christmas party 啊一类，然后我两个姐姐就是好奇心旺盛作祟，然后她就发现原来那个圣诞礼物都是我爸妈买的。然后我姐有时候还问我妈说，为什么我许的愿，然后圣诞老公公都给我别的礼物？因为我妈好像说，圣诞老公公有 budget
的问题。我有这样跟我妹讲过，对，妹就说，哎，为什么圣诞老公？How can
receive a different gift from what I?
然后他们那天十万个为什么。
Santa has the budget issue.
Yeah, I know. 然后你知道这边的 fireplace 都是那种 furnace 的嘛，都 sealed。然后我们妹妹说，哎，那 Santa 怎么样从 fireplace 这样下来？这样下来会卡住。我们说，他有 magic.
Kids, they think too much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Instead of saying like there's a budget issue, usually Western parents will say, well, you know, like the gifts you get are proportional to how good you've been during that year. Santa knows if you've been naughty.
But then what if the kid, like, you want to tell your kid that he or she has been well-performed?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't really say that it's because you've been naughty. So it's
like, yeah, I guess that's a good point.
There are always those moments that you are naughty, I guess. Yeah. You'll be thinking of those moments, like, oh yeah, maybe I shouldn't do that.
But then I find a different parenting style very interesting, so maybe we can talk about that. Sometime in the future when you guys are all back to Vancouver and stuff.
You three are still gonna be
hopefully Michelle is gonna join us.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss you, Michelle.
今天也许是 Michelle
最后一次陪我们。好可怕，好难过。不要，我们不要这，不要 sad ending. 我要 happy ending.
Yeah, happy ending, happy ending.
还是你想怎样？还是唱一首歌吗？还是Merry Christmas.
天啊，怎么唱啊 ？Jingle Bell, Jingle
Bell，
我知道，我们可以一起唱，然后我慢慢把音量调小。然后你最后一首播什么？好，最后一首再为大家放一首中文歌。啊，等一下，然后刚刚播的那一首，刚我们没有完全没有介绍到的，是罗大佑的《光阴的故事》。对，因为我有一阵子实在是听很多罗大佑的歌，然后所以。 反正罗大佑的歌真的蛮好听的，大家要去听听看。<笑>对，这首《光阴的故事》讲的就是有点像，就是像我们小时候的台湾吧，所以去看看歌词也是很有趣的。然后最后我们总结就是要大家一起合唱
Jingle Bells，
是吗？我可以配音就好，就是当背景音好像我不太记得歌词。你明明就这么会唱哦，对啊，我也不太记得歌词，怎么办？
I actually have it on my phone.
Do you remember the lyrics
of what
Jingle Bells?
I actually have it on my phone.
No.
Wait, is it Jingle Bell Rock or Jingle Bell?
See, I have it.
Do you want Jingle Bell Rock? That's Jingle Bell Rock, okay. Okay, okay. Alright, do we really want to do this?
Yeah,
that's okay.
It to end the show, man.
Okay. Ready, set, go! Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell swing.
You have to sing too.
Jingle bell ring.
Or clap.
Snowing and blowing up bushes of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun.
Next one.
Derek.
你不会讲英文。我们用中文唱。
怎么中文唱？好，那先预祝大家。